I'd like to say hello to everybody this morning and greet you from the name of the Lord Jesus from way down in the heart of the West. We're in a place called Pecos, and this place is a hot, hot place. As a matter of fact, the last day or two they just broke a record. It's been so hot until the asphalt on the highways have been melted under the wheels of the vehicles. So then, it's real hot, and it has great significance in us being down here. Even though I thoroughly enjoyed it because of watching the revelation of the Lord Jesus and the things that he's doing, and this place has great significance. And there's been a wonderful cool breeze that's blowing practically all day long, and then over the evening it's so very refreshing. So I haven't noticed the heat as to being a problem. I've enjoyed it so much. So has my wife and also David, Paul, and family. Anyway, I'm glad to talk with you this morning about the Lord Jesus. I almost called the past Wednesday and talked with you, but I decided maybe I shouldn't. We've been trying to get a few little things together down here because I felt impressed that we were to have a meeting here. And this, of course, has been a real quick thing to put together. But I feel like that we would have a real good meeting here. The Lord will bless us in a meeting here. And not only do I feel that there is a meeting for us to have here, but I also feel that we should have a work here, that God is interested in a work here. And we've communicated with a few people, and it has proven out that just during the time of our little association here, that there are people that are interested in the things of God. Pecos is a place of about 16,000 population, and it has fallen off tremendously in the last year or so because of the oil crunch, probably falling down to about 11,000. And it's somewhat in a dying process, which is very allegoric to me, and many things that we could say to you this morning concerning it, and maybe we will make mention of it later. But anyway, it is not too rowdy. It doesn't seem to be too rowdy as a town, and a very likable place. Even though it is out in the prairie, it's way out in the prairie. But we've enjoyed it, as I say, and we're looking forward to trying to do something for God. At this point, we have been able to locate a theater building, and it is a big, nice theater building, something that I thought if we could locate down here that it would be ideal for what we wanted. Whether this is the plan of the Lord is to go that direction or not, I'm not sure as of yet. I do know that we did find it on the very day that I was designed to find one. And it's for lease or sale. It could be used in a multi-purpose manner because here we can take clothing from that area and we can bring it down to this building or a building. And we're within 100 miles, I believe it is, or so of Mexico. As a matter of fact, Presidio, the place that we ministered there under a little old tent years ago, is right nearby. And it would work out real well to have the stuff transported from up there down into this area and then maybe distributed through small vehicles as it crossed the border. So it would be ideal to help the poor and the needy. And in this area, even though it seems to be prosperous in the sense that everything is pretty nice in this area, buildings and whatever, and there's quite a variety as to stores and that is to the merchandise and whatever. Another thing is this building is adequate for the purposes. So far as I know now, of showing films, whereas I've not really had a chance to explore the building, so I don't know. But we're trying to contact the man now. You just pray that the will of God will be done concerning it. everything will work out all right. Well, it's good to have the opportunity to talk with you, and Chuck tells me everything's going real well, that they're practically everything ready to transport the tent, and everything ready for the publication as to advertising the meeting. We have not, as of yet, secured the spot for the meeting, but we have found the fairground area, and the man is very congenial with us about letting us have it. He said he didn't think it'd be no problem. Right now they have a carnival, and it's a big carnival. It's a lot of new equipment, and the people are fascinated with it. And, of course, they're really turning out for it. Then I think they've got some kind of car show and something else coming up. Or anyway, it's connected with it some way or another. And then we're promised, to some extent, we're promised the grounds. Well, anyway, I might say something about the Lord this morning, because it's on my heart to minister to you a little bit and talk about the good things of God. It's good to know that you're out to church. I don't know just two, but good to know that you come out to the house of God and that your interest is in the house of God. Indeed, if there's anything that we ought to do, we ought to be on fire for God, and especially at this time, because there's much to be done. The fields are white unto harvest, but the labors are few. I mentioned to you before how that out in Tucson, Arizona, that we enjoyed the wonderful presence of the Lord, and we were there right at the foot of Catalina Mountain. Now that we sing a little and play and worship the Lord in the late evening and over into the night, and that people just in that area, just that herd was stirred. And there's a great need in the West for the gospel as well as all of the world. But there's something that's going on about the West right at this time. Otherwise, I wouldn't be taking up a lot of time with the area of Texas, for sure, after the work that the Lord had dealt with me in the past. But we've done quite a bit of work in the past in Texas, and we've talked to a lot of people, ministered to them in the Texas area. And it seems like that right in here that God is wanting to do a special work. Whereas we have involved Brother John Jameson and his wife Marie as to this point, also having contacted them, I had stopped by in the areas of Colorado over where our property is, and I talked to John, Sister Marie, Betty and I, and they were interested in doing what we felt to do, and I told them I wanted them to be sure that they had their own leading as to what they'd like to do, and they were pretty much profound in saying that what we wanted to do was their desire. So then I felt that if that was the feelings of the little family, then we would do something, because I'd felt, to use John in some capacity of God's operation right at this present time, and it looked like it worked out to where that it would be in this area so far. So far as I can tell now, that's what it appears to be, and John sounds like he's very willing, and should he come to this area, I thought what we would do was have a tent meeting, and then following the tent meeting, try to already have a building secured, which John and Marie would certainly like this little town, and they would just love this building. I say love it, just love. That's the work of the Lord for this building in this area. They would involve so many things that I had in mind, and I think living quarters would be easy to locate, and that it would be very, very enjoyable. But you pray for the will of the Lord to be done. You know, I think of the wonderful things that I have heard in my lifetime and known in my lifetime. Many thoughts are real precious to me as to different things that people in my travel have conveyed to my understanding. And maybe read a little article here and there of great men and great things. And I was just dwelling on some of those things yesterday. David and I and my wife Betty discussed the great potentiality of people, men and women alike, and a few little articles that I had read or heard in my lifetime of their life and how effective they was in the work of the gospel And though sacrificial in their efforts and attitude, it was not fruitless, because from their sowing they reap great bountiful harvest, and they reap great things from God, and they left great footprints in the sands of time, and they are recorded in the pages of history as being a real living dynamo for God. And I bet it was also relating to me a little incident about some woman just getting up to testify to say something about, said she couldn't say much as to her being timid and whatever, but said she made the statement, "I love Jesus. I sincerely love the Lord Jesus." And said it started such a great, mighty revival. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence and for your blessings. Thank you for the enthusiasm of David Paul and those brothers and sisters in Christ that want to please you. And knowing that we've got to stand before you, but we ask for your blessings, your strength. We ask for your vision, knowing that without a vision the people perish. Then we ask for a great and a mighty vision, Lord, in world evangelism. Help us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We ask you to bless our people. Bless them with health. Bless them with strength. Bless them with a vision for thee. Bless them, Lord, to have compassion of the poor, the needy, the orphans. Lord, those that are around the world today, whether it is a spiritual need, whether it is a natural need, we pray that you would put compassion in their hearts. Oh God, to love, to reach out, to be concerned, not just as of the home front, but around the world. Giving thee praise and honor and glory today for your wonderful way of keeping us, guiding us, and helping us. Lord, giving thee thanks and praise because of the sure faith, Lord, that is always staunch in thee. And dear God, for the wonderful, unmovable decisions of Christ, which is settled in heaven. For the word of God that altereth not, nor is changed from generation to generation, Lord, but forever is the same of goodwill on earth. Lord, and blessings and health and happiness from God. Peace. The Lord, may the earth be filled with peace and blessings and wars. All of these things be stopped. I ask you again to bless my people. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, to stretch forth a healing hand. Lord, as you've done for me so many times in my life, Lord, with that great, wonderful, steadfast faith, Lord, that comes from Jesus Christ. And help us, Lord, to be ever so careful, Father, not at any time to lean upon the arm of flesh or to go down to Egypt, cry up. Oh God, we realize that at any time, Lord, that we go in any direction for any reason, God, outside of faith in thee, that it proves to be a hurt and detrimental. And Lord, it only proves to be a great and a mighty hindrance. Lord, any time that we fall into the hands of the flesh, or dear wonderful God, any time that we fall into the hands of those that are taken into captivity at the will of Satan as to the carnal mind. I ask you, Lord, to stretch out your hand of healing to them, to strengthen them, protect them on the trip if they should come in this direction to help us in this meeting. Help them to be very careful to watch and to pray. Satan, the Lord God of heaven, rebuke thee from off of this audience, from away from their minds and away from their bodies. Their bodies does not belong to thee, God of trespassers, Satan. The Lord himself rebuked thee, and I speak as the oracle of God in the name of Jesus Christ. From Calvary, the Lord rebuked thee that you touch not these bodies that are sanctified and whole and perfected, these people that are holy in body and spirit by the righteousness of the lovely Son of God, that their strength fail them not, that their vision fail them not, for you said their strength shall be as their day. And dear God, we're asking for this in Jesus' name, to bless, to keep, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the good Lord bless you, and you pray for us.